Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
Exclusive for you right now. Dennis Hoff. You may not know his name per se, but you've heard of the Bunny Ranch, the brothel in Nevada. It's got a show on HBO right now called Cat House. The talk is that the Bunny Ranch could be coming here to Toronto.
They want to put one here, and they want to do it right. They want to pay taxes. They want to clean it up. When they overturned the laws for opening and running a body house in Canada, the government has 1 year to overturn that. As it is right now, they can come up and do it, as far as I know. Dalton McGuinty was asked yesterday about it, and he had no idea what a Moonlight Bunny Ranch was or who Dennis Hoff was, and he kind of like got all flustered and weird and embarrassed and just walked away from people. But it could happen. They want it to happen, and they could put it on your street. You know, what do you think about that? I think as long as they're paying taxes and everything else, I don't care what people do.
Dennis Hoff joins us right now. Hey, man.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto. How's it going?
Hey, it's going great. I'm ready to have some fun today.
So, your name was brought up to the premier yesterday, Dalton McGuinty, and he really had no idea what was doing. He was kind of embarrassed and then sort of blew you off. what's your opinion about, you know, Ontario and more specifically Toronto? Why do you want to come up here?
Well, you know, it started about a year and a half ago when I had numerous people from the Canadian government come to me and met me and talk about the Bunny Ranch and my Canadian girlfriend, and we gave them all the information, people from the health department, the police department, the parliament, and then they took that information back to Canada, and I said, you know, there might be an opportunity for us to be in Canada. And a few weeks ago, I spoke to a bunch of top executives from Toronto, and that question came up, and so I started getting more curious, and here we are. We're going to do this. But the more I look, the more you need it, and that I can bring the Bunny Ranch methodology in there and eliminate a lot of the exploitation and disease and drugs and pimps. If you Google pimps in Toronto, almost 500,000 items come up. It's a brutal business until you legalize it. It takes all the crime out of it, all the STDs, or the majority of them, and all the drugs. I mean, they're all synonymous with illegal prostitution, and you got tons of it.
So it was us that came to you, not you that came over to us and said, hey, I have this Bunny Ranch.
Absolutely. And it'll be fun, you know, to be in a city like Toronto. I hear a lot of nice things about it, and it's going to happen. They have to deal with it at this point.
You know, the argument that a lot of people make when it comes to stuff like this is, you know, no woman chooses to be a prostitute. There's either a history of abuse or drug abuse or desperation. You know, when it comes to the women, a lot of people, whether it's clean and it's legal, they can't get past the idea that you sell human beings or you rent human beings for a living. That's the argument that a lot of people have a hard time with.
It's a very short-sighted, old-fashioned argument. And it's no good. It doesn't fly. I've done surveys of thousands of girls. The difference is the girls, they all say, well, they're damaged goods. They've all been molested or had incestuous relationship. And I say, nonsense. The percentage is the same as the secretaries in your building. The difference is a working girl will talk about it, and your secretary will never talk about it. So they get that stigma, and it's totally wrong. When you legalize it, what experience do they have to be able to make that ridiculous remark? I've done this for 20 years. Yeah. I've surveyed thousands of girls. I know better.
It's a Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5. Dennis Hoff is on the phone with us right now. He's the guy behind the Bunny Ranch in Nevada.
Now, Dennis, in Nevada, you have a desert. You got a lot of space. When you're looking to put something like this up, there is no secret corner where you're going to have acres and acres to build your ranch. It's going to wind up being on a main road, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Have you already set your sights on a particular area of Toronto, or has anyone brought up to you and said, you know, hey, this part of town would be perfect for a Toronto Bunny Ranch?
Well, yes. I mean, I don't know my way around. I'm getting politicians contacting me, and I'm also getting real estate people, and they're saying that and I've seen pictures of some beautiful buildings right down in that Hastings area where you got prostitution everywhere anyway, right on the streets. What you need is like a bed and breakfast, like a small hotel, because all the place really is a bunch of beautiful suites, a nice lounge where you can have liquor, and a good restaurant, because guys want to have a little bite to eat. It's not just sex. It's the adventure. That's what the Bunny Ranch is about, and that's what Toronto needs. You need to take it out of the residential buildings. If you go online, prostitution ads, unbelievable.
Oh, Toronto is that's the one thing that, you know, Toronto has this stigma of being Toronto the nice. And, you know, it is a calm city. It is a nice city. But anybody who has lived here, especially who lived here, you know, during the early 90s, Toronto is a very, very dirty city. And the prostitution, massage parlors, you know, swing clubs, strip clubs, the laws for strip clubs. Like, Toronto has a real, real underside to it, and it's all based on sex. And a lot of people don't know that.
I agree. It's there. And the thing is, you're not getting any money out of it at all. Think if you could put those people into the system and get whatever you get, 20-30% income tax, and you license the girls, you license guys like me, and you go through background checks, you make sure the places are operated properly, you cut the sexually transmitted diseases way, way down, and have a nice day. Instead of being a detriment, it turns into an asset.
What do you make on the Bunny Ranch a year? What does it pull in?
A lot. It's big business. I'll admit it. And we'll pay big taxes. And we expect to go into the city and pay taxes, get license fees. All the girls need to have licenses. Just think right now, if you could take every girl, even though they're working out of residential places and street corners, if you could license every girl and get $100 a year out of them, and have them pay an income tax on the money, and they're getting weekly health checks. Boy, that changes the game right there, right now.
While we have you on the phone, before we let you go, you want to say anything to Dalton McGuinty?
Oh, you know, I think I'm glad that Mr. McGuinty does not know what the Bunny Ranch is. And people had a lot of fun with that, but I'm glad he doesn't know. But all he has to do is turn on HBO and watch Cat House, and I think he'll like me. And I say to Mr. McGuinty, relax, Mr. McGuinty, it's just sex.
Damn. Awesome. Dennis Hoff, thanks so much for taking the time out of your morning to be a part of the Roz and Mocha Show today.
Hey, well, you know what? We're going to keep things rolling on Twitter at Dennis Hoff. And go to BunnyRanch.com and look at the operation. Look at the girls and compare them to the girl you see on your street corner that are walking guys into your building where you live and doing criminal acts.
Awesome. Thanks so much,
thanks,
dude.
Thanks, bro.
Thank you.
Wake your ass up. The Roz and Mocha Show, weekdays 5:30 to 9 on KISS 92.5.